House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries stated that the fight is not over regarding healthcare subsidies, as Democrats continue to advocate for the extension of expiring health insurance subsidies. In an interview with CBS News, Jeffries expressed that House Democrats are committed to this issue, emphasizing that they will keep pushing until they see success. This statement comes as the government shutdown ends, without the healthcare provisions that many Democrats considered crucial. Jeffries noted that the House passed a funding bill with a narrow margin, 222 to 209, despite opposition from many Democrats. He highlighted that the Biden-era enhanced health insurance tax credits are set to expire at the year's end, potentially causing premiums to rise for millions of individuals who purchase insurance through Affordable Care Act exchanges. Over the weekend, 8 Senate Democrats agreed to a deal that would allow the government to reopen and move forward with full-year spending bills, contingent on a commitment from Senate Republican leadership to vote on the tax credits. However, House Republican leaders have not committed to holding a similar vote. Jeffries remarked on the concerns of his constituents regarding rising costs of groceries and utilities, alongside health care expenses, urging for action to alleviate these financial burdens. He introduced a bill aimed at extending health insurance tax credits for 3 years and mentioned plans to force a vote on this issue through a discharge petition. This would require support from several House Republicans, as he challenged their leadership's reluctance to address the tax credits. Reflecting on the government shutdown, Jeffries attributed the blame to Republicans, asserting that the shutdown was unnecessary and arose from their failure to collaborate with Democrats on a bipartisan solution. Sources indicate that Democrats remain determined to protect healthcare access for the American populace amidst ongoing political tensions.